You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Might bite, 3-1 as we record this, 7-1 for Sizing John. Native River is 9s, Coney Island 10s, 11s for Our Duke, Road to Respect 12, 16 to Manila Rocco. And 20-1 for Definitely Red. Now, we're going to start by talking about Definitely Red, because Definitely Red did win on Trials Day, the Cotswold Chase, and won it really well, and has entered calculations for this now. As we record this, the owner's still unsure whether the Gold Cup or the National is the route to go down. But you can't knock what Definitely Red has done, and you know what you're going to get with him. He's not going to be stopping.
He won't be stopping. I don't see him as a Gold Cup winner, and if he does win a Gold Cup, then it wouldn't be one of the classics. But I know what you mean, and stayers have you need to stay the trip to win a Gold Cup. And handicappers have won it in the past, but only when the bar isn't set that high. I mean, yeah, he was impressive on Trials Day, but he can pick holes in the form. Bristol Demai wasn't at his best. You know, the last Sunway wasn't that beaten far. We don't really know how good American is. T for Two didn't run his race. The race sort of fell apart, really. He's not for me.
Can you put me off Might Bite? Because I've been trying for a while now not to back Might Bite in this race, and I just keep coming back to the fact that he should win this.
He's a light...
And he's not a really short price.
No, but it's... There's no question he's got the ability to win it, but what's he going to do when he jumps the last? He's done it twice at Cheltenham now. The way he hung last year in the RSA, I couldn't back him. I couldn't back him at sixes.
Really?
No. Not after he did that.
Will he give me sixes?
You can have 9-2. You can have 9-2.
I'll back him each way. Fine.
How can you trust the horse after last year? I just think he'll do it again. He's done it twice at Cheltenham now. And horses are creatures of habit.
But surely now that...
I'd be nervous as hell. Yes, he's got a wonderful cruising speed. He's a great jumper. I love the horse. But I just can't back him after given his record at Cheltenham.
Okay.
Which, even though he's won, but he's an RSA winner.
Yeah.
And he won the novice hurdle there. But he's just... It'd scare the life out of me.
So where are you going to look for a bit of value then?
Sizing John's risky at the minute after that run in Ireland. I tell you now, the horse I'd be backing if I was going to have a bet, he's a bit shorter than I'd like. But Native River,
okay,
ran a mighty race in it last year,
9-1.
He's had a very different preparation this year. I mean, last year he went there on the back of a brutal campaign, to win the Hennessy and then a Welsh National under top weight. Their hand's been forced this year to prepare him differently, and I think he'll be all the better. He's going to run in the Denman, I believe. And presuming all goes well there, this horse has got to have a big chance.
Okay. And a big enough price, 9-1. Would you back it each way?
Well, you've got to back him each way. He's that sort of horse. He's rock solid. You know what you're going to get. And the other interesting horse is Our Duke, of course, who they sacrificed any chance of winning last year's RSA in the hope of winning this year's Gold Cup. Incredibly impressive under top weight in the Irish National. Okay, he's clearly got a bit to prove after such a laboured reappearance. But, I mean, has that got any bearing on his chance, really?
There's so many horses in this lineup, though, that have things to prove.
Yes, it's that kind of Gold Cup. There's going to be a big field.
Arriving off the back of a really poor run, or they've had a poor run this season.
Yeah.
Or they are quite simple. I mean, Coney Island is fourth favourite at 10-1. Coney Island's a good horse.
A good horse, but he's not fourth favourite for the Gold Cup.
He's not a great horse.
No. And that Ascot run, I think you can make a case for Coney Island on its form as a novice in Ireland. Certainly not on what he did at Ascot, because the winner went off, there was only three round, the leader went off too fast. I mean, he essentially achieved very little.
Yeah.
But
then you've got the likes of Road to Respect, Manila Rocco, even a little further down, the Black Lion, Total Recall, Bristol Demai. Yes, they're... Long-term aim may well be the National or other races, but could a Gold Cup fall into their lap almost?
Well, to respect, I mean, he's a festival winner.
And I mean that with all due respect. I'm not saying that they couldn't win a Gold Cup on merit, because of course they could. But
yeah, he's an improving horse, Road to Respect. I think you can pick holes, obviously, in the form of the big race at Leopardstown over Christmas, but, God, you can go around in circles picking faults with these horses. In the days a Grade 1 winner who goes there with an... Obviously, he's got to run in the Gold Cup first next at Leopardstown in the beginning of February. But depending on what, that's going to be a key race with regards to the Gold Cup, especially for the Irish contenders, because I think our Duke is going to run in that, Sizing John. All the main Irish hopes are going to run in it, so the market will take a serious reshuffle. If you're going to back our Duke, I'd be backing it before the big race in early February, because if he wins there, then he's going to be, he could well be challenging Mike Bite for favouritism.
11 to 1.
Whatever wins that race,
no, that's
will
true.
Do, if they're impressive. And our Duke is a horse that we still don't know how good he is. You know, judged on the Irish National win, he's very good. And, you know, that reappearance effort earlier in the season, A, was a long time ago. They've had a lot of time to put him right, and B, it's just too bad to be true.
And don't forget, here at William Hill, the Cheltenham Insurance. Money back if your horse misses the Cheltenham Festival altogether.
William Hill's non-runner insurance returns for the Cheltenham Festival 2018. If your Antipost Fancy misses the festival, then you'll get your money back in cash. Any runner, any race, and to any stake, you're covered with non-runner insurance here at William Hill, and we'll get your money back if your horse doesn't run at the festival. Terms and conditions apply. Available only on bets placed after 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
So thanks to Alex Dunn and Alistair Jones there, giving their thoughts on the Cheltenham Gold Cup. We can now bring in a Cheltenham Gold Cup winning jockey, Andrew Thornton, joins me in the studio. Are you well, sir?
I'm very well indeed. Very well indeed. Exciting weekend.
Yes, we had trials weekend at Cheltenham. The Cotswold Chase, traditionally a key stepping stone towards the Gold Cup, won this year by Definitely Red, American second, and Bristol DeMay only back in third place. In terms of reaction in the Gold Cup market, Definitely Red a 20-1 chance to go on and win the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Not all that many people seem all that convinced by him. Do you see him being a Gold Cup type?
Look, he's shown his well-being, I think, as much as anything by winning at Cheltenham and showing that he handles the track. One or two people were starting to question whether he really handled the track. He did win a bumper round there on soft ground early in his career, but he hadn't quite shown it over the regulation fences so far. But he put that all to bed at the weekend. A polished performance and stayed on very, very well in the closing stages, which was the main thing. Probably idling, I would suggest, at the back of the last. Once the horse had got in front, he thought he'd done enough. And, Brian Ellison's very positive and very bullish that he will be heading towards the Cheltenham Festival. And also, the chances are, come Cheltenham, the ground will be slightly better than it was at the weekend. It was pretty testing conditions. Cheltenham had allowed them five yards fresh ground on the inside, which Definitely Red probably took advantage of. The times were pretty decent, I think, for the time of year, but the ground will certainly be quicker come the Cheltenham Festival, and there'll be more strength and depth in the race as well.
Yeah, I think the idea was before the race that Definitely Red didn't want it too testing, so if he's won like that despite the ground, imagine what he can do on better ground, I suppose, would be the angle there. What do you make of Bristol DeMay now? Finished third in that race, has run disappointingly since his Haydock success. Is his chance gone at the Gold Cup now, do you think?
For me, he doesn't handle the track. Pure and simple. He handles Haydock very well, and deep ground when it's at Haydock, the fences come in straight line. You've got four down the back and four up the home straight. Yeah. When the fences come at irregular intervals, it makes a big difference. But to me, you could see when you're down at Cheltenham, jumping downhill, he'd miss one, then you turn a bend and he'd miss the next one. Just getting too tight, not as fluent, not as quick over them. It doesn't play to his strengths. For me, he doesn't handle the track. No matter what Nigel Twist and Davies will come and tell you, it just doesn't suit him. And I think the interesting thing off the back of what he did at Cheltenham and the Cotswold Chase was they're going to put an entry in the Grand National. And that tells you everything. And those fences might just suit him because they all come at regular intervals. There's nothing there to catch you out. And if the ground did happen to be very testing come entry, you'll see a different performance. But for me, you can rule Cheltenham out.
OK. What about the top end of the market then? Because we didn't see the ones at the top end of the betting out this weekend, but Mike Bite still at the head of the head of affairs at 3-1, 7-1 for Sizing John, Native River 9-1, 10-1 Coney Island, 11's Our Duke and 12's or bigger for the others. Did anything that happened this weekend worry you if you were on any of them towards the top end of the market?
Not really. I don't. I think that, you know, the strength and depth in the Cotswold Chase, I think, told you everything. It was a decent race. Definitely Red could only win and beat what was there. It was a 7-1 chance and relatively unfancied, really, at the weekend from the bookmaker's point of view, but not from Brian Ellison's point of view. This horse, he's put up two very solid performances so far this season. I don't think he should be a 20-1 chance in my book. He's improving. His confidence is high. Whereas one or two at the top size, and John, his confidence, he's got to come back from what he's done so far this year. I can see him coming back. Native River, we haven't seen. Might Bite was workmanlike in the King George. I think that's the best way we can put that.
Yep.
And he's really got to truly tell you that he stays the Gold Cup trip. He stays 3 miles at Kempton. He stayed 3 miles in the novice event last year at Cheltenham, but he's still got to prove that he stays. The one that I'd be siding winning the Gold Cup is still sizing John. For me, I put his flat performance down last time. It was only 18 days after he beat Jack Adam in his first run of the season. Yeah. And for me, it was a flat performance last time out. Jessica Harrington will be able to get him to Cheltenham for me, fresh. You know that he likes decent ground, and you also know that he handles cut in the ground, and you know that he loves Cheltenham. He's proven at the highest level. And last time out for me was the first time he's put up one bad performance. I can forgive any horse one bad run.
Okay. I don't think we'll see him before the festival either, will we? So we'll go there a fresh horse.
Fresh horse, which wouldn't bother me in the slightest. He came back first time out this season and proved that he was good off the back of winning a Gold Cup last season. He was good after winning at Punchestown after he'd won the Gold Cup. So he had a hard campaign last year. It doesn't worry me at all that he's going to come back here fresh.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.